One of the most important things to understand going into your retrieval cycle is that the number of eggs and embryos decreases at each stage of the process. This is completely expected, and knowing what to anticipate can make a real difference in how you experience the results. Here's how the numbers typically look at each stage. Of the follicles that reach 14 millimeters or more in diameter, about 65 to 85% are expected to yield an egg at retrieval. Of those eggs, 60 to 90% are expected to be mature. Only mature eggs have the potential to fertilize. Of the mature eggs, 60 to 80% are expected to fertilize successfully, resulting in an early embryo. By day 5 or 6, 10 to 60% of those early embryos are expected to progress to the blastocyst stage, the most advanced point of embryo development before transfer or freezing, depending on age. To put that in context, here's a typical scenario. Starting with 15 follicles, retrieval might yield 12 eggs. Of those, 10 are mature. 7 to 8 are likely to fertilize, and 2 to 3 blastocysts may result. Every case is different, and your numbers may look different from this example. What matters is that this decrease is a normal part of the process, not a sign that something went wrong. That said, it's worth knowing that in some cases, retrieved eggs may not fertilize or may not develop as expected. And even when development does progress, it's possible that no embryos reach a stage suitable for transfer or freezing. The likelihood of this outcome is closely tied to two factors: how many eggs were retrieved, and the age of the person at the time of retrieval. For people under 35, roughly 5% of retrievals result in no embryos available for transfer. For people over 42, that figure rises to more than 40%. These numbers reflect a process your embryology team navigates with patients every day. The protocols they use are grounded in current research and designed to support the development of embryos with the highest likelihood of healthy progression. If you have questions about what your specific results mean, your care team is ready to walk through them with you.